So here's my new batch of recordings that I'll start doing with the new and improved me. First off, I am in the drive-thru line for Popeyes for the chicken sandwich because I had it and it is good. It is really good. The bread is not as sweet as Chick-fil-A's, and the chicken is a lot thicker and a lot juicier, and it just tastes really, really good. And I love Chick-fil-A. I am totally a Chick-fil-A fanboy. But yeah, having that sandwich changed my life. Man, I was dead set when I was hearing all the hype about these chicken sandwiches that, yeah, okay. But it must be all hype, just like with everything else. It must be all hype. There's no way they can beat out old dear beloved Chick-fil-A. And man, like Jacob said, he was like, man, I was looking and it looks like you were confused about your whole life. I was like, yeah, I was at a loss for words. It was just so good. Well, in any case, I tried to get some over there in Cedar Hill, and they're like, oh, sorry, we're out. So now I'm on a mission to find these damn sandwiches. I will get them. I'm over here on, what is this, Lamar? Continental? Well, I guess it is Continental because Lamar is one way. Continental and Riverfront. And I swear to everything that is holy that I will get it too. Sandwiches. If it's not here, then I'm gonna keep going to each one till I find one. I don't care how long it takes. I'm doing it. I've made this my mission because kind of like those days where it's Sunday and you're craving Chick-fil-A, but you're like, oh damn, it's closed and I can't have that Chick-fil-A sandwich with American cheese and lemonade. Yeah, it's like that. I'm about to order, so we'll see if they actually have it or not. Their bourbon pie. Looks like the Edmunds Hershey's chocolate pie. That, man, I don't really go for desserts too much, but that one, I will sit and eat that entire thing by myself. Well, I guess I should talk more about my ramblings. I actually haven't been driving in a while, so while I do have all these
Popeye,
crazy
my turkey you
stories, oh,
ordered?
hold on. Yes, can I have two chicken sandwiches, please?
Spice your mouth?
Regular?
Two?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
864.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. They have them here. Well, I'm glad I don't have to keep hunting. Oh man. Well, shit, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, I do have all these crazy stories from, driving people around. Lots of, not only crazy, like I saved this girl from being kidnapped. Crazy, like they were following me on the freeway, so there I go, nyeow, diving through traffic, going 115. Getting off on an exit and swooping right into a parking garage to hide, kind of like in GTA where you go low profile and just kind of wait out the cops. So yeah, there is those kind of stories. But then I also have like really motivational ones where there's just a person who's really lost in life or down in the dumps because of a relationship or something like that. And just talking to me. Whether it's the actual advice I give them or just being someone that is willing to listen, by the end of the ride when they're leaving, they're just like, wow, like, I'm really thankful that you're the one that picked me up. And that, honestly, it feels real good. It really does. And oh, hold on. About to get my sandwiches. Hi.
A64.
Here you go. Thank you. So, yeah. I got my chicken sandwiches. So, damn, what the hell? Right here on 35, something crazy happened. I'm not sure what, but there's a whole bunch of... I guess that's what all the sirens were. It's a whole bunch of ambulance, cops, fire trucks. I don't know, what the hell. Clutch water bottle. Yeah. Well, like I was saying, there is a lot of variety of stories. The only problem is, I don't remember them that well, because now it's actually been a good while since any of those happened. So now I just, when it comes up, I remember, like, oh yeah, that happened. But unless I, like, specifically try to remember, it's really difficult for me to pluck out a point where I'm like, oh yeah, I talked to this one person about their career and so, like, just kind of forcing myself to remember. I picked up this guy who was working for this tech firm, quit his job because he wasn't happy, then became a farmer and was just so happy with the change in his life. He was just like, man, you know, I'm free, I'm feeling good, I love it. And I was like, wow, you know. And you know, I, when it comes to that kind of thing, I started to realize, as I started to see all these different people from all walks of life, different career paths, different choices, different reasons of being, I realized that, you know, my opinion really doesn't matter. Like, they're happy, so be happy. Would I drop all my stuff and become a farmer? Hell no. But this guy did, and he's happy for it. So all the power to him. So when I talk to these people, that's how I am. Like, I don't, unless they either specifically request my opinion or it's a topic or situation that I feel like I could be an authority on, then I speak up. But if not, I just, you know, let them be. Like, if they want to believe that, that's fine. If they, you know, have certain viewpoints, I'm not going to bash them or try to change their mind. If that's how they are, you know, is it really my place to try to change them? I don't think so. Like, there are people that believe that, but I'm not one of them. I'm not going to try to force someone to change their view because I believe it's wrong, or the majority of people think it's wrong. Like, you know, I don't know, that's just my view. There are some things where it's like, okay, well, they're racist, you can't accept that. Or, oh, they're, you know, there are some things where it's like, okay, well. But in those situations, like, well, you can't really, it's deeply ingrained, so there's not much you can do anyway. So instead of making it uncomfortable, just like, oh, yeah. But in any case, I am going to, is this the street? No, it's the next one. Head to my usual spot and go enjoy these delicious, delectable, delightful chicken sandwiches from Popeyes. And you know what? All right. So they are amazingly delicious, but that's what Lucky Charms. But Jacob did point out the consistency is not there. Whereas if you go to Chick-fil-A, you know for a fact that what you're getting is that same experience every single time. That chicken sandwich, great. Customer service, amazing. Best ever. With Popeyes, nobody holds these employees to that high regard. I mean, hell, I saw that one lady get body slammed by that one guy. The chicken sandwich was a surprise, but the consistency at which it is that high quality is not up to par with Chick-fil-A. So, there could be Jacob, for example, had four, and three out of the four was good, but one he said was just absolute trash. The chicken wasn't thick, it was mostly, the not the crust, the breading. And it's like, well, with the Chick-fil-A sandwich, I can't ever think of a time where it was like, oh, this Chick-fil-A sandwich is garbage. I did have some issues with the bread at my local Chick-fil-A in Cedar Hill. The bread would like fall apart easily. But I mean, besides that, no. Didn't really have an issue. And they even rectified that anyways, because now when I go, they're actually up to par again. So consistency, but I guess I'll have my final verdict. If these sandwiches are, because I got two because I'm hungry as fuck, but if these two, along with the two I had before, are up to par, then I won't strike them too much for consistency, but I still will acknowledge that it is not up to the same standard as Chick-fil-A. But in any case, this is past me signing off.